Off the ball.
Rugby.
Have you seen the way Scotland play? Scotland, this has been waiting. This has been coming. They are so good. And yet I still can't sit here and say they're definitely going to win in Dublin.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
He's got a goal! Oh,
the Saints are marching on with three wins on the trot after a shaky start in the SSE Electricity Premier Division.
The ball comes in and they score from the free kick. Would you believe it?
Heading down the rocky road to Dublin to face St. Pat's this Friday night are Doherty United.
Conor Keighley rises once again.
Doherty's men are in the doghouse after two defeats in their last two matches. Will the informed James Brown help the Saints get payback after two home draws against the Louthmen last year?
Brilliant performance for St. Pat's tonight.
Vinnie Perth will be with Phil Egan at Richmond Park. It's the League of Ireland. It's live and exclusive on Off the Ball from 7 on Friday night.
That was a superb bit of play.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
You're welcome back. Just to let you know, in the Conference League tonight, Troy Parrott has scored a brace for AZ Alkmaar. They lead Sparta Prague 2-1. We're into the 91st minute there in the Netherlands. Now it is time to turn our attention to day three of the 2026 Cheltenham Festival. And we can say good evening to John Duggan. John, how are you doing?
Oh, and good evening. How are you?
Very well. So it is 11:10 to Ireland at the festival at this station. It is a day, when you reflect on it, where the Irish took the big races, but the UK, when you're talking just pure raw numbers, had more winners.
Yes, that's right, Owen. Good evening. And we had three Irish winners in the Grade 1. So we had Ward 2, who was the mount of Jack Kennedy, who didn't have a winner at the festival last year. That was in the mare's hurdle. So 6-5 on favour. She's won 11 of her 12 starts. She's a great mare. And she gave a first win of the week for Gordon Elliott. We had Home of the Lee, 33-1 winner of the Stairs hurdle. At the fifth attempt, at the age of 11 in the race, that was a great story. Trained by Joseph O'Brien in Piltown, down in Kilkenny. Kenny, ridden by JJ Slevin, the Wexford man, and owned by Cork businessman Sean O'Driscoll. And then we had as well the Ryanair Chase going to Hart Wood at 9-2 shot. He was in the hands of Cork jockey Dara O'Keefe for Waterford trainer Henry de Bramhead. The other winners were in the day. We had White Noise, a surprise 40-1 winner of the Mare's Novice Hurdle for trainer Kim Bailey. Meet Me by the Sea was a 9-1 winner of the Jack Richards Novices Handicap Chase, trained by Ben Pauling, in the colours of JB McManus. Supremely West, 130 favourite, landed the Pretemps handicap hurdle for the Skeletons, Dan, the trainer, and the jockey Harry. And Ask Brewster, 22-1 winner of the Kim Muir Chase, trained by Kath Williams in Wales. So three winners for Ireland, four winners for the home team here. The Ryanair Chase was, I would say, equally the feature with the Stairs Hurdle today on Thursday, St. Patrick's Thursday here at Cheltenham Own. And Factofile is a really talented horse, and he won at Leopardstown the last time, won the Irish Gold Cup, and they thought they might run him in the Cheltenham Gold Cup tomorrow. But JB McManus and Woody Mullins, the owner and trainer, decided to run him in the Ryanair Chase. They declared him for the race, but they were not happy with the ground here at Cheltenham, the drying ground, the good ground that we definitely saw yesterday at the track. And he was pulled out of the race then, Factofile, which opened the door for Hartwood, who was second last year, to win it. And William Mullins was quoted on Racing TV saying that if the ground is going to be like this, we're not going to bring them. This is the horses to Cheltenham. We were promised watering. I'm not sure the watering we were promised has been done. I'm a little bit annoyed about that. I know the weather forecast has not been kind, but very few people complain about too much rain and a bit of watering. But this isn't good for the type of horses we're bringing over here. I know it suits some horses, but from the majority of good, big National Hunt horses, we do like it a little softer. That's what Woody Mullins had to say. JB McManus also, the ground not to his liking, and he did walk the track all week, the JB McManus. But the winning jockey is from Cork, Dara O'Keefe from Donerail, and he spoke to me after the race. Dara O'Keefe, you came to Cheltenham last year, you hit the crossbar a few times. Today you had a great win on Hartwood.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Jumped brilliant all the way, got into a great rhythm, and you know, sprinted off the home bed and galloped all the way to the line.
Have you been enjoying the season? Look, Rachel Blackmore is a legend, but you took over and you're on a new journey yourself.
Look, we're having a great season back home, and but I was keen to get a winner on the board this week, no matter what race it was, but delighted to win a Grade 1 at Cheltenham. It's what dreams are made of, you know.
Talk to us about the race and how it unfolded for you.
It was very simple for me. You know, I thought it went a nice even gallop. I jumped brilliant the whole way, and, you know, I kept going really well to the line.
Heartwood is the name of the horse and showed a huge amount of heart. You're from Donnerail in Cork, where the first steeplechase was ever held, I believe.
That's it. I'd say there's a good few of them getting a good kick out of it there now in Eilies and Glen are pub in Donnerail, so sure a few people might have had a few quid in them. They'd Lyle supporters like that, so great.
Are you enjoying working with Henry? Look, he's great at preparing a horse for a race.
Yeah, she looks great. Great team there and very thankful to everyone. You know, they're brilliant to me all season and last few years as well. So, no, it's great. They're great. Great operation to be riding for and working for and, you know, delighted to get them a winner.
How's the ground riding out there?
Yeah, it's just the easy side of good, I thought, maybe. You know, generally good ground in places, to be honest. You know, they're knocking the top off it, but it's generally good ground out there.
How are you finding the starts? A bit of controversy with the starts this week, just in terms of, like, lining up for races. Do you find it difficult?
Sure, it is difficult. You know, there's big fields, but, you know, us jockeys are trying to do our best, and, look, it's not easy. It's, you know, there's a lot at stake, and, you know, it is what it is, but I'm sure something will have to be looked into.
Yeah, it seems to have been a big talking point once again today, John. Not the level of controversy as yesterday, though. Same level of controversy as we saw yesterday, I would venture. But a constant talking point?
Yeah, constant talking point. The first two races were a mess, so on. And there's definitely, if you have a runner at Cheltenham as an owner, and if you've been a trainer, maybe even a small trainer, you come over maybe from Ireland, the cost involved in that, and if your chance is gone at the start, it's very frustrating. And like, it has been a failure here at Cheltenham, not only this year but for many years, the starts here, and they just have to find a solution to it going forward, because there's an element of fairness which has been compromised. Look, ultimately this is the week when the sport's in the shop window, and basic things like starts that they can't get right. Like, it's not the Grand National of 1993 when it was voided because the start was a mess, but surely they can fix it going forward. Surely there's enough people with intelligence to sort this out going forward. There's a handshake, I don't know if you saw this, Owen, but between Nico de Boinville and Declan Queeley today at the weigh room at Cheltenham. So we know that there was a spat between them yesterday before the first race, and allegations leveled by Declan Queeley of racial abuse in a complaint. And that was reported by the Racing Post. And Nico de Boinville spoke to the BBC this morning, and he categorically denied that he used any kind of racial slur in this heated exchange that he had with Declan Queeley before the Turners Novices Hurdle yesterday. Then Davy Russell, the Cork jockey, former jockey, and Irish champion jockey, is now obviously now involved still in the game. He's involved in racing still, and he's here at Cheltenham this week. And he kind of brokered a peace deal, as it were, with a handshake between the pair of them. So racing, I think my view on it is that it is an establishment sport in the United Kingdom, and it is an establishment sport in Ireland. And when you consider it's under the auspices of the Department of Agriculture, and this story was becoming a really big story. It was the back page of the UK Times today, the paper of record in the United Kingdom. It was the front page story in the Racing Post in terms of their website, and that's the industry paper, once you ring the word, I suppose, the word racial into it. Now, I don't know this, Owen, but I wouldn't be surprised if the establishment, in inverted commas, had a word to say with everybody. Whatever transpired between the two jockeys, whatever was alleged, get it sorted, and it has been sorted. From the BHA, the governing body's point of view, it's not sorted yet. They're going to continue their, investigation into what happened and gain evidence and decide if anything is going to happen. But I think from the jockey's point of view, Owen, this is done, a done deal. And yeah, a line has been drawn.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's play some of that ITV footage from earlier then. This is the handshake between the two jockeys.
So a lovely moment here. Declan Queeley and Nico de Boinville are together, reunited, shake of the hands. And hopefully everything that happened yesterday, lads, can be put to bed.
Yeah, all sorted. Just a heated moment battle, and all is forgiven. And best of luck to Nico in the future.
Nico, it's a tough game. People are always going to get upset from time to time, but important to move on from this.
Very much so, and I appreciate Declan, and you know, wish him the best, and big thanks to Davy Russell for sorting this out. Yes.
Lads, quality into it all. Let the races do the talking for now, and well done.
Do we know Davies' role, the extent of his role? Was he speaking anywhere about this today, John, or is it just that mentioned?
There's a photos now doing the rounds almost of Davies has eyes like a hawk on the pair of them, and he was just right beside them to the right of Nico de Boinville, the head on. When that handshake was happening, it's been a bizarre 24 hours, Owen, I have to say. My own view with that would be that racing tends to keep any kind of controversies in house. That's the way it rolls. But we live in a world now where there's 24/7 coverage of everything. And if you're the blood is up, and if you're interviewed by Matt Chapman, who's done a great job on all this for ITV in the last few days, you're going to maybe speak your mind, which is what Declan Queely did. And then there was a subsequent, escalation of the situation, and it's now resolved, it seems, from the jockey's point of view, in any way. So it's been a strange 24 hours. I think this story's been a strange story.
It certainly has. Right. The other grade one wins for Ireland today were Home by the Lee in the Stayers Hurdle and Woodhoo in the Mayor's Hurdle, John.
Yes, and we spoke about Woodhoo there, and Jack Kennedy and Gordon Elliott having their first win, and it's been a tough week for them in terms of disappointments. Home by the Lee, look, I suppose we've heard from jockeys and trainers this week, Owen, but the owners also play a role, and Sean O'Driscoll is a Cork businessman. He wears his red on his sleeve. I know you're a Kerryman and I'm a Dub, but we have to give Cork their due today, their credit. And I spoke with Sean after the race.
Sean O'Driscoll, you have won the Stayers Hurdle at the fifth attempt. If at first you don't succeed, you try again.
Yeah, well, to be perfectly honest with you, that's the moral by which I personally live. You know, never give up on anything. I don't think any horse has ever had five goes at a Stayers Hurdle and succeeded on the fifth occasion. He was very unlucky 2 years ago when he finished third. He made a very bad mistake, which was uncharacteristic. He was brought down last year when he was going very, very well. He's 11 years old, so the odds were against him. The bookies clearly didn't believe in him because I backed him at 66-1. But just as well, the horse didn't know he was 66-1. So the bookies might think they know everything, but horses think differently. And he's just a superstar. He's actually, that's his 12th win. He's been placed five times. And he's the winning most horse that Joseph O'Brien has ever trained. And that is a fair statement because, as we all know, Joseph has already had 1,500 winners. But look, he's a remarkable horse. He's a very sound horse. We bred him ourselves. He's a horse of a lifetime. And look, I'm delighted for the horse.
You're wearing a red scarf here, Sean, and Home by the Lee, very much a Cork affair here.
Oh, yeah. The horses that we run, we try and get Cork names for them. And I'd say there's a fair bit of... I'd say the banks are being sung in Cork this evening as I'm talking to you. So, look, we're delighted.
What's it like coming to Cheltenham with a hope and then finally, after so many years, seeing it pay off? I mean, it must have been exhilarating watching that.
Well, Willie Mullins came up to me there to congratulate me on the way in. And Willie trained the first horse that we ever had running in Cheltenham. And he was running a belter in the Albert Bartlett. And he came down at the last. That hardened you for Cheltenham. So it's so difficult to win here. And look, I'll dine out on this for a while.
Congratulations, Sean. Enjoy the night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
By the sounds of things, so, John, a difficult day for the punters at Cheltenham today.
It was a difficult day. I mean, 40-1 winner, 33-1 winner, 22-1 winner. Our tips, myself, Don McLean, and Johnny Ward on the racing pod, we all picked the same horse as our pick of the day, and it was sixth. My own charity bets were an absolute washout. So, mea culpa, folks. I'll do my damnedest now over the next few hours to try and find something for tomorrow. But yeah, it was a. I just put it up on my social media. Bad day. Tips were shocking. And the good day was that I'm 71% through the 100 days of walking.
Okay, very good. if you're going to make it big, though, tomorrow's the day to do it, John.
Well, that's it. It's happened a couple of times over the years. And it is a nice one when anyway you've had some kind of interest in the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner. It is the blue ribbon of the week. It is the biggest race in jumps racing, probably a... You could argue as well that the Aintree Grand National is in the same boat, but for the purists, this is the one, the Cheltenham Gold Cup, 3.25 miles, first run in 1924. Arkell, three wins in the 60s, probably put Irish racing into a different space with television coverage and Peter Sullivan's commentaries and Then you had Best Mate in the early 2000s in the Aston Villa colours for Jim Lewis and Henrietta Knight. And in recent years, William Mullins has had two horses that have won twice, Album Photo and Galopant des Champs. Galopant des Champs is not here this year. He's not right in terms of his physicality to run in the race. But you do have 11 runners and it is wide open. I'll just go through them here. Envoy Allen for Henry de Bramhead is going to retire after tomorrow's race. Firefox, an 8-year-old for Gordon Elliott. Gaelic Warrior, who is vying for favouritism in the market. He is in the colours of Rich Ritchie, who won the champion hurdle for Willie Mullins on Tuesday with Lassie Mouth. Gold Sweet is a French outsider. Grey Dawning is for Dan Skelton. He's a great horse who is got a good attitude, a nice exuberant horse. Hazy Couleur is the Irish Grand National winner from last season, the Welsh Grand National winner from this season, and attracting a lot of money in the market this evening for Rebecca Curtis, who's training down in Pembrokeshire in Wales. Another Way You're Thinking won the race last year for Gavin Cromwell. We'll get to him in a moment. Django Bay for Nicky Henderson, who's had a really good week so far. Lompress is an outsider for Venetia Williams, but she did train a 66-1 winner here yesterday. Spillane's Tower would be a great story because Jimmy Mangan trains down in Cork. He only trains about 10 horses. We all know his daughter Jane from the television. And Spillane's Tower is representing him. And the Jukebox Man, another great story if this horse wins, because it's owned by Harry Redknapp of football fame and I'm a Celebrity fame and FA Cup winning fame. And Harry will be here. Alex Ferguson was here today and Harry will be here tomorrow for the Gold Cup. He won one of the big trials, the Jukebox Man and the King George. So they're the contenders for the 3.25 miles at 4 o'clock tomorrow. I know the way you're thinking. He won the race really impressively last year under Mark Walsh, and he's had an awful season. He's beaten 53 lengths and 41 lengths, and then he fell the last time. He's in no form whatsoever coming into this. But Gavin Cromwell, his trainer, has a positive update on his well-being. Let's hear from him now.
Definitely an awful lot better than it was all winter. It just seemed to have turned the corner for some reason, and we're much happier with him. And a little bit of spring in the air now and the sun on his back, and you can see his coat has turned and he's in much better form. So listen, I'm optimistic.
Some horses are like that. They just come alive in the spring, bit of sunny weather, bit of good ground, and maybe the winter is not for them. And do you feel that's the case with Another Way You're Thinking?
Yeah, although this winter was terrible compared to last winter. You know, he still ran his races last winter without winning, where this winter he didn't really show up at all. So but as I said, he has turned the corner, and hopefully he can run a big race on Friday.
And you know, just to finish, Gavin, that look, he likes the track, he's won over the course and distance, there's no worries in that score. So if he's at his best, he should be definitely there or thereabouts.
Oh, absolutely. If he's at his best, I mean, if he puts in the performance he put in last year, I think it's good enough to win this race. You know, it was a massive performance last year, but it's very hard to do that again. I think we've all seen over the years, it takes its toll. So, but listen, hopefully he seems in good form, and hopefully he can.
You've run through the contenders there, John, quite a few of them. This seems like a ridiculously open Gold Cup.
It is an open Gold Cup, Owen, yeah. And after a few years where we had horses like Galopant des Champs who were strong favourites to the race, this is wide open. You could pick any of them, really. I mean, there's very few I would rule out. Django Bay, I'm even just watching the replays there this evening, and I like Django Bay. I think Nicky Henderson's had a good week, and he won the Arkle Chase over 2 miles last year. I think he's got a really good attitude. He's a good jumper. If he has the stamina to get the trip, Django Bay, he could be a horse that hasn't run since Christmas, and he could be fresh, and he definitely could be a contender. But the Gold Cup is kind of the way you have to think about the Gold Cup is the Gold Cup is 3.25 miles. So there's a lot of horses who've got very, very classy horses, a lot of speed, can maybe get to 3 miles, but they can't get the extra quarter mile. And then there's other horses that might be seen as stayers, kind of Grand National types who get 4 miles. But some of the stayers can sometimes win the Gold Cup. So you're dividing the race into the speed horses, like Gaelic Warrior is a really classy animal, as is Django Bay, the Jukebox Man. And then you have the stayers like Spillane's Tower and Hazy Couleur. The one thing about it is the ground here, I know it's raining right now, it's 5 to 10 millimetres of rain expected. So will that soften the ground enough to bring in the stayers into play? Because Spillane's Tower will need a bit of cut in the ground to contend. But look, I think what with all the Cheltenham, and there's been some strange stories this week and some really nice stories, Colin Keane riding a winner, the flat jockey. But look, I think one of the good things about the Gold Cup this year is it's not a monopolistic situation. I mean, you have a lot of good stories. I mean, Harry Redknapp winning the Gold Cup would be a great story for the front pages. Jimmy Mangan winning the Gold Cup would be a great story. Another way you're thinking coming back would be a fascinating story. Haiti Kallur, Rebecca Kirsch's got a small yard in Wales. So and Gaelic Warrior, it'd be unusual now and for Lossiemouth and Gaelic Warrior to win the big races for the same connections in the 1 week. So yeah, and also as one of the other things is there's not going to be kind of Ryder Cup style fervor around it, but it's Ireland 11, the UK 10, and the Prestbury Cup as we go into the final seven races. So that is interesting to see how that's going to pan out by the end of tomorrow. But a lot of races tomorrow, seven races. Willie Mullins has got a strong hand as usual. You got the Hunter's Chase in there and the Triumph Hurdle. So lots of racing as well, aside from the Gold Cup. But ultimately, it's all about the Gold Cup. I mean, that's the race a lot of casual sports fans will tune into at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
All your dreams could come true, John. You could put a bit of money on Jukebox Man. You could get the exclusive with Harry Redknapp. You could say, Harry, please take the job. Save Tottenham Hotspur from relegation.
Harry, you know, bring the Gold Cup into that dressing room at Anfield on Sunday and said, lads, if I can do it, you can do it. You can stay up. You can survive in this thing. And one of the great things about this week, Owen, is that I've been in the completely bubble-wrapped over Tottenham Hotspur.
Don't check the scores, John. No need. They're doing fine.
You know, I might not even go back to Tottenham Hotspur. It's 40 years now of pain. And look, we all have good things in life, that like Clare Herders or Dublin footballers, but 40 years of pain for Tottenham. And maybe the best thing that could happen is for them to be relegated. And for me to actually utter that on a national radio platform, it just shows how bad things are under the current ownership. I see actually Daniel Levy's getting thrown under the bus today by the current crops. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's worrying times, Owen, but maybe Harry can save the day.
So finally then, Racing Pod tomorrow, Racing Pod Club, people can check that out. That's where you're going to reveal your Gold Cup tip.
Yes, we have Johnny Ward and Don McLean. Johnny hosting the Racing Pod on our digital social channels from 10 a.m. on a live stream on YouTube. And you can also then get the pod wherever you get your pods. Will drop at 11:30. We do have some expertise, so I'm sure we can send you in a better direction than we did today. Look, the Racing Pod Club is not just about Cheltenham tips and all that. We want to get people involved in racing. We want to get people going to racing over the year and have some good race days and opportunities to win tickets. So that's what we're thinking about with the Racing Pod Club, to set up a kind of community around horse racing, because it's not just about Cheltenham Week. It's about, I mean, I know myself, Owen, going to race meetings now with a group of friends. It has been such fun the last few years, going to Goran Park, going to Laytown, racing on the beach and having such fun. And that's what we're trying to get off the ground with the Racing Pod Club. So you want to join, folks, it's free. Go to offtheball.com/Racing Pod Club, and lots of exciting things ahead for the 2026.
Yeah, horse racing, not just for Cheltenham. It's for life, says Emma.
It's for life.
John Duggan, great stuff. Thank you.
Owen, see you soon. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Cheers. We'll take a quick break.
The Racing Pod.
On Off The Ball.
With William Hill. 18+. See gamblingcare.ie.